弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace with you.
以弗所书三章十二节到十四节到二十一节是传道人比较喜欢讲的这段经文。
So, Ephesians, chapter 3, 14 to 21.Many preachers like these verses.
范长老圣灵感动他，用这段经文在这段时间讲了三篇信息。
So under the movement of spirit, Pastor Fan preached three messages with this, these verses.
讲得非常好，非常感人。
Very good, touching messages.
在这个时候呢，神也感动我。
And at the same time, the Spirit also moved me.
让我用以弗所书三章十七节来讲有关基督的一些信息。
Allow me to use Ephesians 3:17 to preach a message about Jesus Christ.
愿圣灵能够给我力量。让我能够讲出跟这个范长老啊这样的一些信息出来。
So may the Spirit give me the power that I can preach as well as Pastor James did.
今天我要跟大家分析的信息呢是扎根有机。
So today's message that I want to share with you all is titled
这个有根有基呢是和合本的，新译本呢叫扎根有基。
So the Chinese version is a little bit different from the different versions of Bible.
我们大家一起来念这段经文。
Let's read this verse together.
使基督借着你们的信住在你们心里，使你们既然在爱中扎根有基，扎根建基。我们做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，今天你赐下这段话语给我们。
Lord, you give us this verse today.
感谢你。
We thank you.
让人人都能够尊你的名为圣。
We hope that each of us will worship your name holy.
愿你的旨意行在我们的身上，如同行在天上。
May your will to be done on the earth as in the kingdom.
使我们都能够蒙恩得救。
That we may be blessed and be saved.
使我们的心灵能够得到造就。
Then our heart will be built up.
愿你的名能够得到高举。
That may your name to be exalted.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我分三个部分来分享这段新闻，信息。
So I want to talk about three perspectives about this verse.
第一个就是扎根与建基。
So the first one is roots and foundation.
什么是根？什么是基呢？
What is roots and what is foundation?
大家有没有去过北加州旧金山的红山国家，就红木这个国家公园。
Have you been to Northern California? There's a national park called Redwood Park National Park.
去过没有？
Have you been there?
去过。这个树呢，它呢，一般长到50到60公尺，它有的时候可以超过100公尺。
So this kind of tree can reach 50 to 60 meters and sometimes can exceed over 100 meters.
它的这个寿命呢可以到几百年。
So the lifespan is usually a few hundred of years.
有的可以超过一千年。
Some of them even can live over 1,000 years.
这就是红木。
This is the redwood.
这棵红木树呢，有3,200年的年龄，现在还活着。
This specific one has lived 3,200 years and it's still alive.
它呢，高70.28米。
It's about 75.28 meters tall.
这个红木树它为什么又长得这么又高又直又粗呢？
Why this kind of a tree is so tall and straight and strong?
这个红木呢，它有个特点，它就是呢，红木树每个树之间，它的那个根呢是连在一起的。
There's a character, characteristics about this kind of tree, and because all the redwood trees are connected together. At the bottom, the roots are connected.
Yeah. 所以说呢，他们可以呢，共同地来抵抗这个大风和地震。
So they can resist the strong wind and earthquake together.
你看，它这个根是连在一起的。
So can you see the roots are all connected?
你看，它下面这个根啊，它下面那个根它是连在一起。
Yeah, the roots are connected once again.
他们是个 family.
They are a family.
这就是根。
This is the root.
这个根可以使这个树能够生长得非常正常。
So, this kind of roots allow the trees to grow, very strong.
大家知道不知道世界上最高的大厦有多高啊？
Do you know what's the highest building in this world?
这个就是世界上最高的大厦，叫杜拜塔。
This one is called Dubai Tower. This is the highest tower, building.
它有828米高。
Its height is 828 meters.
它为什么它可以屹立的不倒呢
？Why this tower is so strong and it doesn't fall or doesn't crash？
那么它。有很好的设计，而且呢，它有好的这个建筑材料，而且呢，它有稳固的地基。
Of course, it's a very good design, and they use very good materials, and also it has a very strong foundation.
它的地基有50米。
The foundation is 50 meters deep.
所以说，这个地基就可以使这个高楼它就不倒。
So the good foundation will allow this high building stand straight.
每样事物，它都有根有基的。
Everything has root and foundation.
我们讲360行，行行出状元。
We say, Every profession, or the Chinese saying is 360 professions, every profession will produce its own topmost master.
年轻人知道状元吧?
So, young people, do you guys know what is topmost master?
就是最好的。
It's the best.
我们在座的每一个人啊都有不同的工作。
So each of us who's sitting here, we have different professions.
不论你做什么样的工作，你都要有一个根基。
Doesn't matter what you do, you have to have a foundation.
这与我们的学业、事业、我们的家庭、我们的人际关系都是有密切关系。
It is closely related to our schoolwork, careers, families, and even personal relationship.
我们的属灵光景怎么样?
How is our spiritual life?
也跟我们的根基是有关系的。
This is also related to our spiritual foundation.
我们在座的每个人都是如此。
Each of us, here is the same.
牧师也是如此。
Same with the pastors.
牧师不会例外的。
They are not, exempt.
两个长老同意吧？
Do our pastors agree?
Yes.
30多年前
Over 30 years ago,
就像我三十多年前，就像刘长老跟范长老这个现在的年龄一样。
I was about at the same age with our pastors here.
神用他的方式呼召我做他的传道人。
God called me with his own way to be his preacher.
那个时候，就像现在两位长老那个年龄时候。
So at that time, about the same age with our pastors here.
我没有这两位长老从小在教会这个文化的成长的这个过程和经历。
What I did not have as our pastors I did not grow up in the church.
那个时候的我不会像他们这样子的，对这个教会管理的这么好。
At that time, and I did not have experience of managing church.
不像他们两个人今天讲道讲的这么好。
And I could not preach as good as our pastors do.
我什么都不会。
I did not know anything.
我刚刚从一个医生一下成为一个传道人，我是这个反差太大了。
I was a doctor. All of a sudden, I became a preacher or minister, and it was totally different.
我真是那个时候感到非常的艰难。
I felt very hard at that time.
这个是。那个时候我神学院刚毕业的时候，那个时候的年龄就跟这位两个长老长得一样。
So this was the
一样年轻。
This is the picture, it was taken when I graduated
看看
from the
看看
theology seminar.
大家认识那个人是我看到的吧
？So which one is me?
最右边那个是我太太。
The right,
我太太旁边那个是我女儿。
So the right one is my wife, and then next to my wife is my daughter.
没有。我长得没有这两个长老长得帅。
Of course, I was not as handsome as our pastors here.
当中那位呢，就是焦连元牧师。
So in the middle is 焦连元 a pastor 焦连元 Stephen Chu. Chu.
他是北美当中非常有名的一个属灵的长辈。
He is a very famous spiritual elder in the Northern America Chinese Church.
在我这种无助的时候，神就差派他来帮助我，作为我的属灵的引导人。
So when I was so helpless at that time, God sent him to lead me.
那个时候，这个知道是谁吧？
Can you guys recognize this person?
那个时候我是当医生，是个外科医生。
I was a surgeon.
现在当传道人。
Now I'm a preacher.
真是不知道该怎么办。
So I did not know what I could do.
焦元年跟我说了，对我讲。
So Pastor Chu told me.
他讲要当好一个传道人。要做好，当然要做很多事，主要做两件事。
So he told me to be a good preacher, you have to do many good things, but two most important things are.
第一个，站好讲台。
The first.
要讲好道，要传福音。
So the first is stand strong on the pulpit, which means preaching well, give good messages.
第二件事情就是要关怀。 要有爱的行动。
The second is being caring and love action of love.
因此呢，你要在圣经当中要下功夫。
So you have to work hard on the Bible.
在基督生命上要打好基础。
You have to put a good foundation on the life of Christ.
这是一个传道人一生的功课。
This is a lifelong lesson for a preacher.
他这句话我一直都记到今天。
I always remember what he told me.
虽然我做的不好。
I know I'm far from that.
但是呢，这句话呢，对我一生都是啊，我受益匪浅。
But what he has said to me have benefited me greatly.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
感谢主。
I thank you. I thank you, Lord.
这是他跟我讲的，这是他送给我的，他写的著作，这是他写的。
These are the some books that Pastor Chu wrote.
谁愿意看，我可以借给他看。
If you want to read it, and I can loan them to you.
根和基的重要性。
The importance of roots and foundations.
新加坡有一个很大的一个酒店，它突然倒塌了。
There was a very big hotel in Singapore collapsed all of a sudden.
有很多人呢死了，有很多人伤了。
Many people were dead and many people were wounded.
包括了这个建筑设计师，他死了，被埋在里头死掉了。
Which also including the architect of this hotel, he also died buried under the building.
就来调查原因，是什么原因呢？
So after the investigation, they found out the reason.
原因就出在这个建筑师、这个设计师身上。
The reason actually was caused by this architect.
他设计的时候没有按照这个标准来设计。
When he was designing the building, he did not follow the standards or instructions.
而且有偷工减料的现象。
And he was tempering the design and cutting the corners.
所以说他是自食其果。
So as a result, you know, he was suffered. He suffered from the consequence.
同样的，今天我们在座的每一个基督徒。
Same thing. Each Christian who's sitting here.
我们都是希望自己的信心是坚固的。
We always hope that we have a strong faith.
都希望我们能够站立得住。
We all hope we can stand strong.
希望我们在这个世上我们不要跌倒。
We all hope that we won't fall in this world.
但是在实际的情况当中呢。
But in the reality,
我们有些人跌倒了。
Fall.
为什么呢？
What is the reason?
根基的问题。
The reason is the problem of foundation.
这是我们的属灵的根基的问题。
It's our spiritual foundation.
我们请以琳来念这个经文。
We'll read these verses in English. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand.And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it.
再念一段经文。
Let's read another verse.
我们大家一起来念。
Let's read it together.
你们是神的田地。
Well, we are God's fellow co-workers. You are God's field, God's building.
神要在我们身上要做两件工作。
God wants to do two different works on us.
一个呢就像田地，一个呢就像房屋。
One is like a field, the other one is like a building.
这两种工作呢都是要有根，要有基的。
Both works require roots and foundation.
而且都是要付出代价的。
And we have to pay sacrifice.
田地呢是种在扎根，长出生命的果子，叫神和人得到满足。
Field focuses on taking root and growing the fruits of life so that God and man can be satisfied.
房屋呢是种在建基，要建成一个合适的一个安全的一个居所，叫神和人能够得到安息。
House focuses on building a suitable residence so that God and a man can rest.
扎根是代表生命。
Roots represent life.
建基是代表生活。
Building foundation represents living.
神的话是天国子民生命和侍奉的磐石和根基，我们按主的话去做，就是把我们的一切建造在磐石上，就不怕生命的狂风暴雨。
God's word are the rock and foundation for the life and the service of the people of the kingdom of heaven. If we act according to the Lord's word, we will build our lives on the rock and we will not be afraid of the storms in life.
弟兄姐妹，我们属灵有没有根，有没有基啊？
Do we have spiritual roots and a spiritual foundation?
我问一下大家，我们有没有根和基啊？
I want to ask you this question. Do we have roots and foundation?
有没有啊？
Do we have them?
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
根和基是看不见的。
We cannot see the roots and foundation.
它是埋在土里的。
They are buried under the soil.
但是这个看不见的，它就决定了看得见的部分。
But what we cannot see determines what we can see.
我们怎么知道你有根有基呢？
How do we know that you have roots and foundations?
你怎么知道我有根有基呢？
How do you know that I have roots and foundations?
很简单。
Very simple.
就看我们平常的言行举止。
We can see from our actions on our daily life.
特别是我们遇到挑战，特别是我们遇到难处的时候。
Especially during the time we're facing challenges and difficulties.
我们有什么反应？
What is our reaction?
就可以看出你的根和基来了。
By which we can see your roots and foundation.
平常看不出来。
We cannot see most of the time during our
normal
life.
你好，我也好。
You're good, I'm good.
一出了问题就看出来了。
But when the problem comes, that's the time we can see.
第二个，我们看看信与爱。
Second, let's see faith and love.
什么是信呢？
What is faith?
因你们的信，叫你们的爱心，在这个地方呢，讲到了信和爱。
Through faith that you being rooted and grounded in love, which talked about faith and love.
信和爱也是要有根和有基的。
Both faith and love also require roots and foundations.
基督徒的信
，Christian faith，
基督徒的信心乃是建立在对神的信仰的根基上，包括对基督作为我们的救主和主宰的信仰，也包括对圣经教导的信仰。
Christian faith is based on faith in God, including faith in Jesus Christ and Savior, and Lord, including the teaching of the Bible.
这是我们基督徒的信心。
This is our Christian faith.
非基督徒的信心。
Non-Christian faith.
非基督徒也会谈信心，甚至有时候会谈自信心。
Now, non-Christians also talk about faith or confidence, or sometimes they'll talk about self-confidence.
非基督的信心，它是建立在对人，包括自己，对科学的信念上。
The faith of non-Christians is based on their faith in people, including themselves and science.
我们举个例子。
I'll give you an example.
我们有人生的病了，这个病治好了。
So when one person is healed from from a sickness.
基督徒呢就认为呢，这个是神的保守，神的看顾，这是神的恩典。
So Christians believe this healing is from God and it's due to God's caring and love.
而非基督徒他们就认为呢，这个病治好了是医生和他自己努力的结果。
But non-Christians, they believe this healing is because of the effort of the doctors and the patient himself.
基督徒相信死人复活的事情。
Christians believe resurrection.
相信有永生。
They believe eternal life.
这个信心是建立的，它完全对神绝对的这个信仰上。
This kind of faith is built on the absolute belief on God.
非基督徒就对这个复活呢，他就不相信这件事情。
Of course, non-Christians they don't believe resurrection.
因为呢，他是从他自己的信仰来出发来认识的。
Because their understanding is from their own belief and their own knowledge.
可见基督徒的信心是完全是本于神，而非基督徒的信心呢是完全是本于人自己。
So Christian faith is entirely based on God, while non-Christian faith is entirely based on man himself.
稍微讲一下基督教与科学。
Let's touch a little bit about Christianity and science.
无神论者认为科学呢是在跟宗教的斗争当中成长起来的，科学和宗教呢是死敌，这种观点是错误的。
So, atheists they believe science is was built up between the battles of religion. The atheists believe science grow between the battles of religions, but and they believe science and the religion they're enemies. This is a wrong attitude or this is a misinformation.
爱因斯坦在科学与信仰关系当中他这么讲，科学没有宗教就是跛足的，宗教没有科学是盲目的。
So Einstein in the relationship between science and faith, he wrote, science without religion is lame, religion without science is blind.
大家听过吧？
Have you heard about this?
听说过吧？
Have you heard about it?
对不对？
Is that right?
我们怎么来理解呢？
How do you understand this?
事实证明，现代的科学是在基督教的滋养下成长起来的。
So, a lot of facts have proved that modern science grew up under the nourishment of Christianity.
没有基督教就没有现在的科学。
If there's no Christianity, there's no modern science.
神是圣经的作者，神也是大自然的作者。解释圣经的叫神学，解释自然的叫科学。
God is the author of the Bible, and God is also the author of nature. What explains the Bible is called theology, and what explains nature is called science.
解释有时候会有一些误解，但是呢，两者是一致的。随着时间，它可以调整，可以修正，而且能够融洽在一起。神是一切知识真理的源头。
The interpretation will be wrong for a while, causing the two to be inconsistent. But over time, they will be adjusted, corrected, and harmonious. And God is the source of all knowledge and truth.
Yes. 越来越多的科学家，像牛顿、爱因斯坦、杨振宁的科学家呢，他们能够接受科学的尽头是神学的理念。
More and more scientists, such as Newton, Einstein, and Chen In Yang, accept the concept that the end of the science is theology.
信非常重要。
Faith is very important.
现在我们谈爱。
Let's talk about love.
我们先谈世人的爱。
Let's talk about love in this world. In the world.
今天世上的人也讲爱。
Of course, the people in the world also talk about love.
他们，但是这个爱不是出于神，而是出于人。
But this love is not from God, it's from people.
人间所有的爱都是有选择的，都是有限度的，都是爱自己所喜欢的，爱比自己所有的更好的，爱对自己是有利的，爱是会改变的，是自私的，是有条件的。
All love in the world is selective and limited. You love what you like.You love what is better than you, better than you have. Love is good. You love what is good for you. Love can change. Love is selfish and it's conditional.
谁都爱自己的父母、自己的配偶、自己的子女。
All of us love our parents, our spouses, and our children.
但是我们不能够用同样的爱去爱别人的父母。别人的配偶，别人的儿女。
But we are unable to love other people's parents, spouses, or children, the same way.
即使有的话，质和量都是有很大区别的。
Even there is love, the quality or the quantity of love, they're different.
世界上最伟大的爱是什么
？The greatest love in this world is.
世界上最伟大的爱是什么？父母的爱，把那个父拿掉。
Parents love, but we'll take off the father's.
世界上最伟大的爱是什么？
妈妈的爱。
母爱。
So the greatest love is in this world is mother's love.
同意吧
？Do you agree?
大家都讲世界上母爱最伟大了。
We all know mother's love is the greatest.
但是这个母爱，只是爱她自己的儿女。
But the mother's love is only to love.Her own children.
也是自私的。
It's also selfish.
这是人的爱。
This is people's love.
基督的爱，基督徒的爱。
Christians' love.
是基督舍己的爱。
It's a self, self-sacrificing love of Christ.
神爱我们不是因为我们值得爱。
God loves us. It's not because we're worthy to be loved.
弟兄姐妹，我们可爱不可爱
？Brothers and sisters, are we lovable?
我问问大家，我们可爱不可爱
？Are we lovable?
可爱不可爱
？Are we? No. A little bit. A little bit.
太丑陋了，我跟你讲。
Very ugly.
一点都不可爱。要可爱，世界不会今天这个样。
Not lovable at all.
同意吧？
Do you agree?
我们不可爱。
We're not lovable at all.
自己还觉得自己可爱呢。也不是我们有什么优点。
It's not because we have a lot of strength.
但是神为什么爱我们呢？
But why does God love us?
因为爱是神的一个本性。
It's because love is one of God's characteristics.
我们都是罪人。
We're all sinners.
都有罪。
We all have sinned.
神是恨罪的。
God hates sin.
但是神是爱每一个人的。
But God loves each of us.
神爱基督徒。
God loves Christians.
神也爱非基督徒。
God also loves non-Christians.
这是他的本性。
This is his nature.
基督的爱里完全不含有善恶，也没有是非的成分。
The love of Christ has no element of good or evil or right or wrong at all.
基督的爱里完全不含有善恶，也没有是非的成分。
The love of Christ has no element of good or evil or wrong or right.
所以他使太阳能够照恶人也照好人，降雨给义人也给不义的人。
So that's why he causes his son to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
大多数的宗教，几乎所有的宗教都在讲爱，都讲慈爱，都讲这个慈悲。
Almost all the religions they talk about love and mercy.
而且呢，都说呢，条条大路通罗马。
They all say all roads lead to Rome.
为什么一定要信基督教呢？
But why do we must believe in Christianity?
在人类的历史上，除了耶稣以外，
In human history, except Jesus Christ,
没有任何宗教的教主，他能够把自己的命拿出来，来救他的信徒。
None of other religious leaders has paid their own life to save his believers.
这些教主是让他的信徒，你们自己要去做好事，你们自己去救自己。
These leaders teach their believers to do good work, to do good actions and save themselves.
基督在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死，神就在此将自己的爱向我们显明了。
But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
神死了是替我们死，让我们不死。
Christ died for us, so we don't have to die.
这就说明。耶稣他们有多么，耶稣对我们有多么大的爱。
This also demonstrates how great love that Jesus has for us.
这是基督的爱。
This is Christ's love.
信心爱乃是一体的两个面。
Faith and love are two sides of one body.
有一对兄弟。
There are brothers, two brothers.
他们作恶多端。
They did a lot of evil things.
人人都恨他。
Everybody hated them.
有一天呢，这个弟弟死了。
One day, the younger brother died.
他哥哥呢，就找到牧师。
So the older brother approached the pastor.
要这个牧师在葬礼上呢，赞扬他的弟弟是个圣人。
He requested the pastor to praise his younger brother as a saint on his funeral.
这个牧师呢，就跟他讲，这个很难做。
So the pastor told the older brother, this is very hard.
这个哥哥呢，就拿出支票本出来。
So the older brother took out a check.
只要你说我弟弟是一个圣人， 你要多少钱我就给你多少钱。
So he told the pastor, as long as you acknowledge that my younger brother is a saint, I can give you as much money as you want.
葬礼那天。
So on the funeral day,
这个牧师就讲到了这个死者的生平。
So while the pastor was talking about the life of the deceased,
他说大家都相信这个死者是个坏人。
So he said, I know you all believed.
这是大家所共知的。
This the deceased was an evildoer, and everybody is aware of this.
他继续地说。
Then the pastor continued.
不过呢，这个弟弟呢，比他哥哥呢，比起来呢。他弟弟是一个圣人。
So the pastor continued, but compared to his older brother, he could be called a saint.
什么意思啊？
So what does this mean?
这说明这个哥哥比弟弟坏。
So that means the older brother.
他弟弟还比他稍微好一点。
So the older brother was more evil than the younger brother.
我再举个例子。
I'll give you another example.
我是住在 Fontana.
I live in Fontana.
Fontana, 大家知道吧？
You all know Fontana?
有什么特点？
What?
啊？风大
is...
是吧？我要知道风这么大，我不会搬来了。
So Fontana is very windy.
我们有些弟兄姐妹说你，我不认识你，要早认识你，我不要你搬到这儿来了。
See, some of the brothers and sisters told me I didn't know you back then. If I knew it, I would tell you not to move to Fontana.
但是我就住在 Fontana.
But I live in Fontana.
那天风非常大。
There was one day.
把我家里那个，把我那个房顶上面，我不知道那叫天窗。
So it blew off. The wind blew off my sky window, skylight, sky window.
然后呢，它就打开了，打开，它就关不起来了。
So I couldn't close the window.
那么我们今天 Michael 没来 ，Michael 刘，他知道了以后呢
，So one of our brothers, Michael Liu,
他就要来帮我搞。
So once he found out, he wanted to come to help me.
我讲不着急，不着急。
I told him not in hurry.
哎，他说不行。
He said no, no, we have to do it.
他说呢，这个小动物钻进去就麻烦了。
He said otherwise, if you leave it open, the little creatures might go into your house.
这就是我家。
See, this is my house.
那个上面那个窗叫什么窗？
With that little window.
我不知道，我是
叫叫。
那个当中呢？
Attic, I think.
打开了。
So、
而且呢，要上去，爬上去，蛮危险的。
So you have to climb to the top.
这个麦克刘呢，他呢已经65岁以上了。
So
也是，他比我年轻嘛，也是个老人了。
Michael Liu, I know he's at least over 65 years old. He's younger than me, but I know he's still a.
他就爬上去了。
So he climbed up there.
我紧张死了。
I was very nervous.
这是什么？
What is this?
这就是一个舍己的爱。
This is a sacrificial love.
一个人要信主了，他首先的第一个就是他的生命发生的变化。
So once someone believes in the Lord and his life has changed, he's willing to help others.
两种生命产生两种爱。
Two different lives produce two different love.
每个人都有自己的爱。
Everybody has their love.
但是它是反映出他内心的一个生命。
But this love can reflect their life inside.
信心是里面的接受，爱心是外面的流露。
Faith is received inwardly, and the love is expressed outwardly.
行为是信心的证据，也是信心的果子。
Works are evidence and fruit of faith.
里面的生命是罪恶的，外面的生活也是罪恶的。
If your life inward is sinful, then of course your outward life is also sinful.
里面的生命是圣洁的，外面的生活也是圣洁的。
If your inward life is holy, your outward life is of course holy.
基督徒的信心必须伴随着爱的行为的果子，才能体现出信仰的价值和意义。
Christian faith must be accompanied by the fruits of acts of love in order to, can you go back? In order to reflect the value and the significance of faith.
我们再讲第三方面。
Let's talk about the third perspective.
主住在我们里面。
The Lord dwells in our hearts.
耶稣在你的心里，与耶稣住在你的心里，相同不相同啊
？So Christ in you and Christ lives in you, are they same?
耶稣在你的心里和耶稣住在你的心里有没有区别啊
？Christ in you and Christ living in you
有没有区别啊
？Are there any difference?
那几个小朋友，你们看看有没有区别
？How about our young folks? Any difference? Christ in you and Christ living in you?
有区别的。
There is difference.
在。
In.
什么叫在啊
？What is in?
那是我在芝加哥大学的时候，我刚刚去。那时候我跟太太还有我的孩子，我们就去参观了那个芝加哥的 Science and Industry Museum.
So when I was in University of Chicago with my wife and my child, and we went to visit the Chicago Museum of Science and Industry.
那个博物馆很好。
It was a very good museum.
我们看完以后呢，我们就出来了。
So after we finished visiting the museum, we came out.
那时候我没有汽车。
I didn't have a car.
我是坐那个 bus.
We took a bus there.
我们看看了，我们说我们就走一走回家吧。
So we decided to walk home.
这个芝加哥非常冷。
Chicago, it's very cold there.
走走走呢，我们就吃不消了。
So when we were walking back home,
那怎么办呢？
一看看
有商店了，我们就赶紧进商店里面。
So we saw some shopping malls, so we went inside.
我们在这个商店里头了，过一会儿呢，就感到暖和了。
So we started, it started warming up once we were in the shopping malls.
那么我们呢就暖和了，就出来了。
So after we got warmed up, we came out.
一出来就感到冷了。
Once we came out, it was still cold.
在它是可以进可以出，也可以时间长可以时间短。
So this in, you can go in, you can come out, and you can go in for a while, for a longer time, or you can also go in for a shorter time.
你在这个商店里头，你就在这个里面你就感到暖，你在这个外面你就感到冷。
So when you're in the shopping mall, you're warm, but once you are outside of the shopping mall, you're cold.
我们大家一起来念。
Let's read it together.
在我里面有平安。我是基督，在基督里头是有平安的。
In Christ we have peace.
如果你不在基督里，你平安不平安
？If you're not in Christ, do you have peace?
平安不平安
？Do you have peace?
所以说，你有没有平安？
So, whether you have peace or not,
我们怎么看得出来呢
？How can you tell?
当你遇到事情的时候，你感到平安，就说明你在基督里。
When you encounter some problems, if you still have peace, that means you are in Christ.
如果你遇到事情
，When you encounter same problems,
你发牢骚
，You complain.
你跟人家吵架
，You fight。
你这个时候在不在基督里啊
？Are you in Christ？
在不在
？Are you in Christ？
弟兄姐妹啊，这就是我们基督徒的一个问题。
So brothers and sisters, this is the
problem. 我们有时候是在基督里。
So this is the problem that some of the Christians have.
有时候是不在基督里。
We sometimes in Christ. We're sometimes not in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
承认吗？
Do you acknowledge it?
你不要以为你都在基督里啊。
Don't you think you're always in Christ?
Sometimes 在基督里，有时候在，有时候不在。
You're only sometimes in Christ and sometimes not in Christ.
住。
Dwell.
住什么意思呢？它就是指完全的、永久性的居住，与临时居住不同。
So dwell or live, it refers to complete permanent dwell, which is different from temporary residence.
住在什么地方？住的地点是什么地方呢
？Place of residence.
住在你们心里。
Dwell in your hearts.
耶稣是住在我们的心里。
Christ dwells in our hearts.
心是什么呢？圣经讲的心通常是指一个人的中心，它不仅是指感情的部分，也是包括我们的心思、理念、意志。可以说它是灵魂的所在。
So what is heart? The heart in the Bible usually refers to the center of a person. It not only refers to the emotional part, but also includes the mind, reason, and will. It can be said to be the seat of the soul.
主为什么要住到我们心里啊？
Why?Does God dwell in our heart, our hearts?
我们在这个，三章十七节，以弗所，他讲主就住在我们的心里。它原因是什么
？So in Ephesians 3:17, talks that God lives in our heart. What's the reason?
主要做，他要做我们的主，他要掌权。
So He can be the master and have power over us.
他要管理我们心中的一切的，包括我们的思想和意念。
So he can manage everything in our hearts, including our thoughts and mind.
弟兄姐妹啊，我们有没有信？我们有没有信啊？我们心里头有没有啊
？Brothers and sisters, do we believe in our hearts?
有没有
？Do we believe?
声音大点，有没有
？Do we believe? Let's be loud.
我们有没有爱
？Do you have love in our hearts?
有没有
？Do we have love?
爱的够不够？
Is the love enough?
信的够不够
？Is the belief enough?
为什么
？Why?
我们是有些人是不冷不热的基督徒啊。
We know some of us are lukewarm Christians.
为什么？就是因为我们没有把我们的主权交出来，没有完全的交出来。
Why are we being lukewarm? Is because we did not, completely give up the control to our Lord.
主对不冷不热的基督徒是无能为力的，因为呢，他只是把部分的主权交给他，所以说我们缺乏爱的源头，也缺乏。侍奉的动力。
God is powerless against lukewarm believers because they only hand over part of their sovereignty to the Lord. They lack the source of love and the motivation to serve.
所以说，为什么住在我们心里？主要掌权，主要做我们的主。
So why?Does God need to dwell in our hearts?
是完全的。
So He can completely to be our God and
第二个
have the sovereignty.
第二个是要与神同工。
Second is work together with God.
我们大家一起来念。
We read it. Let's read it together.
我们是神的同工。
For we are God's fellow workers.
你们是神的田地，
you are God's field, God's building.
我们不仅是神的器皿，是神的田地，是神的房屋。同时，大家注意啊，我们是神的同工。
We're not only God's vessels and God's field and building, but we're also His fellow workers.
我讲到 要写奖章，我现在写奖章嘛，都是用 computer 写。
So before I preach, I usually write up my sermons, and I usually write on the computer.
当这个电脑出现问题的时候，我怎么办呢？
When I encounter problem, when I encounter some problems with my computer,
我在比加州的时候，我们教会的弟兄姐妹来帮助我来解决。
So when I was in Northern California, some brothers from that church will come to help me.
现在我来到这个教会了，有了问题怎么办呢？
Now once I came to this church, when I encountered the same problem, what can I do?
一发现问题，我就打电话，打电话给谁啊？
Once I have problems, I will call someone. Whom do I call?
打给培刚。
I call PK.
培刚一听到，马上就在电话里头帮我解决，解决还就在网上帮我解决，解决不了你再。
So he usually helps me to solve the problem online or over the phone.
然后呢，他就赶到我家来，来了好几次，帮我解决问题。
But if the problems cannot be solved online, he will come to my house to help me to solve the problems.
所以说我才能够正常地到教会来讲道。
So that's why I can come here to preach.
这个就叫同工。
So this is co-working.
他是神的同工，培刚是神的同工。
PK is God's fellow co-worker.
我也是神的同工。
I am also his fellow co-workers.
我跟培刚呢，就是同工。
And the PK and I are also co-workers.
本来今天的翻译应该是叫做刘韵。
So on the schedule today, the translator for today was supposed to be Liu Yun.
刘韵大家认识吧？
Do you guys know her?
她临时有事。
So she has something going on at this time.
临时请 Elaine 今天 Elaine 来当翻译。
So she asked Elaine to help her at the last minute.
Elaine 非常高兴地接受了。
So Elaine accepted happily.
所以说我们今天有翻译了。
So today we have a translator.
这是什么呢？这是我们是同工。
So what is this? Because we're co-workers.
他是神的同工。
She's a God's fellow co-worker.
我也是神的同工。
I am also God's fellow co-worker.
我们彼此是同工。
We are co-workers also together.
只有同工，我们每个人都有难处的呀。但是同工，我们就可以解决问题。
We all will encounter different problems at different times. But if we co-worker together, we can solve problems together.
神住在我们心里。
God dwells in our hearts.
他要跟我们做同工。
He wants to co-work with us.
我们有难处了，他会来帮助我们。
When we have difficulties, he will help us.
只有基督住在我们心中，才能够与神同工，才能够体现神的主权与人的责任，缺一不可。
Only when Christ lives in our hearts.Can we work together with God and embody God's sovereignty and man's responsibility? Both are indispensable.
弟兄姐妹，我们在座的每一个人都是同工。
So, brothers and sisters, each of us who sits here, we're all co-workers.
Amen 吧。
Amen.
这个教会才能兴旺起来。
So our church can
这才是跟神做同工。
Strive, and this we can co-worker with God.
怎么样让神能够住在我们里面呢？
How do we allow Christ to dwell in our hearts?
怎么才能够使神留在我们心中呢？
So how can we keep Christ in our hearts?
因你们的信。
By faith.
因你们的信。
By faith.
我们的信是基督住在我们心里的前提和根据。
Our faith.Is the prerequisite and the basis for Christ to live in our hearts.
我们信的程度有多少，就决定了神在我们身上做工以及管理并支配我们的成效。
The extent to which we believe determines the effectiveness of His work in us and His control over us.
要有信，弟兄姐妹，信神才来，才住进来。
We must have faith. As long as we have faith,
第二个
God will comes into us. God will come into us.
要信的话，就要在神的话语上下功夫。
So if we want to have faith, we have to work hard on God's word.
神有一个仆人叫做莫迪。
One of God's servant, his name is Moody.
他呢，每天祷告，要求神呢，给他增加很多的信心。
He prayed every day and asked God to increase his faith.
但是呢，信心没有长进。
But his faith didn't grow.
有一天呢，他读到了一段经文。
So one day he read a Bible verse.
这是大家很熟悉的。
And we are all familiar with this Bible verse.
大家一道来念。
Let's read together.
可见信道是从听道来的。
And hearing through the word of Christ.
他从这段话当中，这个目的就领悟到，我们的信心是从神的话语来的。
So he understood and realized that our faith comes from God's word.
他就呢开始呢，就认真地读神的话。
So he started study God's word seriously.
他看看这个神到底是怎么说的。
He wanted to find out what God wanted to tell him.
而且呢，他把它应用在自己的生活当中。
And he also applied God's word into his real life.
他每天认真地学习，每天认真地运用。
He studied God's word daily and practiced daily.
以后他的信心就越来越大了。
So the result was his faith grew greatly.
弟兄姐妹啊，大家要有信心。
So brothers and sisters, let's have faith.
你再怎么祷告，他信心都不来。
You pray so hard, you don't see your faith growing.
你呢，认真地学圣经。
So you need to study Bible.
并且把它应用出来。
And practice.
你的信心就有了。
Then your faith will grow.
你的信心就大了。
Then your faith will be great.
阿门吧。
Let's amen.
第三个方面。
Okay, then.
改变与神的关系。
Change our relationship with God.
改变我们的生命。
Change our lives.
我们有些人啊，我们的信心只是把它表现在什么地方？表现上我们要解决我们的实际的问题上面。
So some of us, our faith manifested on solving problems.
好像解决的问题才是我们的信仰。
So once the problem is solved, that's our faith.
这是本末倒置。
This is putting the cart before the horse.
神是要我们怎么做呢？
So what does God want us to do?
在神的话语下功夫。
So we have to work hard on God's word.
然后呢，就有信了。
Then faith will come.
有了信了以后呢，基督就进到我们的心里了。
Once we have faith, Christ will enter and dwell in
our hearts. 这个时候呢，改变了与他的关系了。
Then we will change our relationship with him.
然后就改变了我们的生命了。
Then our lives will be changed.
然后我们才会有动力。
So we will be motivated.
才会有根有基的爱的行动。
Then there will be actions of love that are rooted.
就会得到超过我们所求所想的了。
And we will receive more than we ask for or think about.
信心是在爱之先，但不是爱心的根基。基督才是我们爱心的根基。
Faith precedes love, but it is not the foundation of love. Christ is the foundation of our love.
我们基督徒的根基是什么？
What is the foundation for our Christian? For
是什么？大家讲，声音大点。
So what is the foundation of Christian?
是什么？
Be louder.
基督。
Christ.
阿门吧。
阿门。
我们基督徒的根基是什么？
What is our what is the foundation for Christian?
是什么？声音不大。
Be louder.
是什么？
What is it?
不讲了。我们大家低头祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢主赐给我们今天的信息，使我们认识到因着天父的荣耀的丰盛，借着圣灵，也以及耶稣凭着我们的信心住在我们的心中，使我们的信与爱的行动能够连接在一起。
So we thank you, Lord, and thank you for today's message, and we thank you for your great love and for Christ's sake, for your faith and for the faith that you've given us, and that we can come together and understand and study the foundation, the roots and foundation.
使我们与你有亲密的关系。
So that we can grow in our faith and that we can be close with you.
使我们和你有属灵的生命的连接。
So we can be connected with you spiritually.
使我们的爱有根有基。
So our love will have roots and foundation.
使我们能够成为你的同工。
So that we can be your co-workers.
能够完成神的大使命。
So we can together accomplish God's ministry.
带领万民归向你。
We ask that all of us will come to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.